the Guard, you can get paid training in your specialty. Then go out and apply those skills in the civilian world.
I wouldn't be where I am today without the Guard.
I'm serving my country, and I'm succeeding in the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the job skills you need for the career you've always wanted in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC, HD1 Chicago.
Play. I took the kids to the park today, enjoying watching them run and play, noticing how quickly time passes away, how fun it was for me back in the day. Remember your friends asking, can you come out to play, holding your breath for what your mama would say, knowing you weren't obedient that day. Oh well, what can you say, you reap what you sow, you shall pay. But you must take time to enjoy the play. Children remind you the proper way, that life should be taken day by day, play by play, and pray by pray. This is Just Lily, and you're listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe on 89.3 WKKC. For more, you can go to my website at www.juslillie.com. No T, ebonically, Just Lily, that's me.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WKKC Radio, Kennedy King College, or the City Colleges of Chicago. 89.3 WKKC proudly presents Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program daring to make a difference in our community. And now, here's your host, Dennis Snipe.
Did you pick that?
It's about a minute after 9 in the city of Chicago.
And you are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show daring to make a difference in our communities, entitled Focus Talk. Well, do me a favor, call your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your best friend, your girlfriend, your significant other, or whoever else I may have left out of this list, and let them know that Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe is now on the air. Hey, we're broadcasting to you live from the campus of Kennedy King College, conveniently located on the corners of 63rd and Halsted, nestled in the Inglewood community. Now, if you need specific directions, at 740 West 63rd Street. Now is the time. Classes are going on right now at Kennedy King College, so if you're looking to change the rest of your life or maybe augment where you are right now in life, classes are available 773-602-5000. That's 773-602-5000. But for right now, let the games begin. We've got a great show lined up for you today, so get your place in line right now at 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. Well, what are we talking about? I'm glad you asked. We're talking about politics, religion, personal development, education, and then from time to time, we are highlighting positive people who are doing positive things in and around the city of Chicago, but not only Chicago, but the entire nation. So if you have someone that's doing something that should be broadcasted, let us know. Give us a call at why don't you just call the Dennis Snipe hotline at 312-409-9921. That's 312-409-9921. Or you can even send us an email at focustalk@gmail.com. That's focustalk@gmail.com. At 9:50, we're talking to Miss Cassandra Griffin about personal development and making a whole new you. But as for right now, we are talking about small businesses, but not only small businesses, but businesses in general. As you know, a whole lot is going on in our nation, in our world, in our city, in our neighborhoods, our communities. As the economic decline is taking hold, we see it going on all around us as far as schools, churches, the automotive industry. It is everywhere, and it is taking its toll on our nation as a whole. Now, for the most part, small businesses make up 99% of American businesses and employ half of the country's working population. Now, a survey conducted by the National Small Business Association solidly confirmed that small businesses, like everyone else, are very anxious about recession and have been for quite some time. So the question that I want to ask today is that, what do you do when you are trying to maintain your business or possibly even start a business during these difficult times? Now, I took the opportunity of inviting two incredible businessmen to the table today to kind of talk about that whole piece. Mr. Gerald Lamar is here with us today, and Mr. Teray Muhammad, very good friend of mine. We've been knowing each other for years. Gentlemen, how are you today? Thank you very much for coming out.
Hey, how Excellent. You doing, man? Glad to be here.
And on the line, we have Ms. Shanika Nico, who is the owner and proprietor of Nico Spa Therapy. Hey, Shanika, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You know what? You sound really good there. I thought the line was going to be difficult, but you know what? I guess AT&T knew who we had on the line and made the necessary reservations to make it nice and clear. So we're so happy to have you today. Thank you for placing the call and being part of this panel. So we're going to dive right in as it relates to businesses, as it concerns how do you maintain as you're going through so many different things of falling off? People are, you know, scared. For the most part, you know, about their own employment, working for someone else. So it's even more difficult when you're working for yourself because, you know, you don't have any comfort. You know, you don't have any cushion. So
that's funny.
So what do you do? What do you do? So, you know what, Miss Funny Lady, let's start with you. How do you maintain? You know, you've got so much going on. And we were talking off mic earlier about, you know, hey, you're on your way to an event now. And
yes.
So you have to come when you're called, go when you're sent, and stay longer than you possibly have planned to stay because of what's going on. So give us some advice.
Well, the first thing you must do, you must pray.
Okay.
The first thing you must do, must pray, have a solid foundation in spirituality. As well as after that, you have to say, okay, I'm going to have a go-to spirit, a go-get-em spirit, and persevere. And say, okay, I'm going to do everything that's necessary for me to be able to be successful. And when the doors are opening for me, go through those doors, go through those opportunities, do everything that you can, that you most definitely possibly do. And after that, you know, and do the know-how.
Okay.
So, yes, yes.
Well, let's look at it from this point of view. Let's say that someone is starting. Can we look at this as a good time? And what I mean by that is that sometimes if you're in a difficult situation, then that means that you pull together all your resources and you really become strong in certain areas. You know, hey, I know that it's do or die. So do we look at it as a good thing or a bad thing? Brother Muhammad?
Well, I think that you first of all never are going to have the best conditions. Mm-hmm. I think that if you're waiting for the perfect opportunity to just fall in your lap, mm-hmm. Then you'll continue to wait and you'll never start a business. I definitely agree with Shanika. Prayer, you know, is so key and important.
Right.
You pray more when you have your own business, I think, than when you work for someone else a lot of times. And then after I say my prayers and I look outside and I just take the simple pleasures of looking at a squirrel and a bird. And even a rabbit sometimes. And I see them going out there working and getting what they need out of the universe to provide for their small families. Yeah. So I say, well, if they can do it and if God has provided for them, then they can provide for me to do the same as well, because hopefully I have more intelligence than a bird or a squirrel.
Well, Gerald, your story is very interesting. You grew up on Chicago's West Side.
Yes.
Struggled and kind of took a whole lot of nothing and made something, and you have an incredible, successful, would you say, cosmetology business? Because we were talking about that earlier,
yeah.
the right specifics.
Yes. Well, I currently just moved to another location. I work at someone else's salon now.
Okay.
But I've been a business owner for over 10 years, and it's been a blessing. And like Shanika said and Mr. Muhammad, you have to pray first. You have to have you got to have a solid foundation, and my solid foundation is keeping the faith. As long as you got trust and have the word of God as your foundation, then you shall succeed.
All right. Okay. Now that's a good foundation to begin on as far as having a strong belief. Now how do you take that belief, something that's intangible, and make it tangible, especially for, let's say, investors who don't maybe they don't quite understand your belief, or they're looking at it from the business side of making this happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, going to the next level where you take your belief, put it all together, and make something happen.
Okay, for me, what I did was I took, like you said earlier, I took something from nothing. I was always used to doing that. Growing up poor, we never really had nothing. Only thing we had was family, the morals, you know, your family values. And, of course, for me, it was God. And what I did was I took my idea and I believed in it enough that other people, they believed in it as well. And when people start believing in what you believe in, as long as you have strong beliefs in it, then they'll support you. Everybody might not want to, you know, just have all well-beings for you or just love what you do. But if you believe in yourself, I feel like if you believe in yourself, you will, you know, accomplish what you believe in.
Now, I've got a question for whoever would like to answer this question. Now, in times like these, do you scale back on your prices or what you do? Do you offer more deals to people? Do you kind of work with them at their particular level? Or do you keep your prices high, basically saying that, hey, I've got a great product. If you want what it is that I have, then that means that you would have to come see me where I am. Or how do you deal with being able to fluctuate the prices based on the economy?
Well, for me, I scale back.
Go ahead about that, Shanice.
Well, I can say with my business, I've actually kept the prices. As a matter of fact, some people say, oh, my goodness, you know, the prices and what have you. But I keep them exactly where they're at, but I do offer deals. Matter of fact, what I've done as far as being creative with the business, I have my business card on the front, and then I had a coupon on the back.
Okay.
A $40 coupon. So one, what's happening is that the people that I do meet, they're going to keep that card because now it's like, what is it in for me? What is it for me, you know, for keeping your business card? Okay, I understand we network, but now I see on the back of the card there is a coupon. So being kind of creative with that networking and business as well and letting the clients know that you can receive something, but I am keeping the prices where they're at. But I do offer a lot of different deals. Matter of fact, this month I have this coming up. It's going to be the Big June BOGO sale. And it's buy one, get one 50% off.
Shameless plug.
Yes, yes. That's right, entrepreneur.
Exactly. So do you, mm-hmm. you compete? Do you necessarily compete on quality or as far as price? Let's say that you maintain and you keep your prices where they are. So do you compete with your competitors as far as quality is concerned? Maybe the prices may not be the same, but you know what? You'll get better service here at XYZ than you will at ABC.
I most definitely keep the quality. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just chiming in. I most definitely keep the quality, but also with my business, it is a massage company, but the uniqueness of it, because it's like, you know, what is the niche? You know, there's a lot of massage therapists out there, but
right.
with the niche of my company is that it's a flexible spa, so you have the choices either to come out to my spa home facility, or I can come out to your home and or business. And when I go out to the business, I don't look at myself just a massage therapist. I'm looking at to enhance your event, so you can get a massage therapist and have a chair, but I'm looking to actually enhance so I can have decor around that ambiance. So you'll see me at a jazz event or whatever it may be. So you're getting much more for the price.
Okay. Now, Brother Muhammad, I have a question for you. Now, considering that our businesses are similar as far as marketing, promotions, getting information out to various individuals. So for the most part, you will have people that say, well, you know, I can do that. So let me start my business doing the same thing, whether it's massage therapy or if it's hair care or our particular business. So would that mean that you would have to come at a different angle because now the market is flooded? And if so, then what do you capitalize on if you're already dealing with quality or if you're dealing with price? Are there other areas that you can work at to make your business stand out more so than the competitor?
Well, I think definitely you have to look at service.
Okay.
And the quality of service that you provide because, you know, when I started, you know, I'm in media, but one of my staple products is my email list. That we will advertise someone's information on our email list.
Okay. Bean Soup Times.
Bean Soup Times, right. Okay. And I jokingly tell people we've been e-blasting since Nas was still Matic. You know, we've been since 2001, we've been steadily building an email list of people who know and trust us, and they will look at an advertisement in our email because it comes from us.
Okay.
So you have to be able to define who you are and the quality of the people that you're talking to. So I think that it's very important for you to look at how you provide your service. Not only that it's a good service, but how do you get it out there? How do you make sure that people get it and enjoy it? Because you can have, let's say we're talking about a flyer or a email campaign. It can be the greatest looking email campaign there is out there, but if it's not reaching your right audience, the right audience that your advertiser needs, then it's ineffective. So you have to really understand and know who your audience is. And then I think Shaniqua was saying, the more you know your client and what their needs are, I don't see myself as just an email marketer, but I provide a variety of services that, you know, once I understand what you're trying to do, here, let me help you reach your goals.
Right, right.
And sometimes those, they may be not directly in line with what I do on a regular basis, but I will help you if it's going to help meet your goal and you can't find anybody else to do it.
Now, Shaniqua, you mentioned this earlier about networking. So, Gerald, I want to pose this question to you. Do you think having an incredibly large networking base can kind of trump your startup capital or trump the fact of making money? Because I've got a lot of friends and a lot of people are thinking, well, yeah, hey, we're cool and so on and so forth. Would that cause a problem in your opinion?
Well, I think having a large networking list is great. You know, as long as you got a lot of friends or, like you said, networking, you can use that and capitalize on it by having those people that you know or you don't know and pass the information along. Like Mr. Muhammad said with his company, he email blasts. And when you email blast a lot of people, they can forward those emails along to other friends and family. And you have to also be persistent and consistent in what you do. The services you provide, like Muhammad said, you have to provide those services with a passion and a quality of expectation to be the best. You got to stand out among the rest, because there's a lot of people daily trying to form a new idea or form a new company.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good point. You know what? I'm going to elaborate on something in just a moment. We're going to take a real quick break. 9:16 in the city of Chicago. You are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, Daring to Make a Difference in Our Communities, entitled Focus Talk. Today, we are talking about small businesses starting and or surviving the recession. Now, if you're a small business owner or if you have questions about maintaining during this economic recession, please give us a call at 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. And pose your question to our panel of authorities, Brother Gerald Lamar, Brother Toray Muhammad, and Ms. Shaniqua Nico. It joins us via the telephone, and we're just answering basic questions about maintaining during these difficult times. Gerald, you made a comment earlier, just right before the break, about passion. And we talked about this a few weeks ago. I was doing a series on business, and this is the question. How do you take your passion and make it meet up with profit? Because, you know, a lot of people have passion. You know what? I really like to draw, or I really like to play. Now, all that's well and good. However, it's a whole nother dynamic to just being creative and then having a business mind to take your creativity into a place where you can get paid. So we can start. Anybody want to jump in, right?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
One thing on Gerald was just saying in regards to that networking, using your network, and that's one way getting to use your passion to create the money for that purpose of what you're trying to do. And by utilizing your network, you're able to say, okay, let me see who's already doing this. You know, who could be my mentor in this particular area? Mm-hmm. So you're not actually paving that entire road all by yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, it's going to be a little bit different with your niche and what have you, but you can go out there and say, okay, who's already doing this within my network or who can assist us with this and see how they're actually being successful, semi or done something already, paved the road a little bit, and get mentored in that. That would be the right direction, so you're not going out there all scatterbrained.
So now, is that enough? Gentlemen, is that enough?
Well,
No, I can answer that. No, it's the first step.
That's the first step.
Right. And you, in order for you to get to the end of it, you know, any journey is the first step, you know, so that's most definitely, that's not all that you need.
Okay, so now, right along with that, I'm sure that research is necessary as far as what business that you would start, because having the passion, but then you having the passion and no one else having the passion to buy your passion is no good.
That's a problem.
Right, that's a very big problem, because people are still buying and selling in the recession. However, you just have to pick, you know, what they're going to buy.
That's right.
So now, is that a whole nother aspect, the research piece of it? And then how do you determine that you do something that you may not like? And Gerald, in your case, you know, what you're doing now is something that you didn't like, but it's become beneficial for you.
Yes. Well, like we were saying earlier when me and you talk, no, I didn't like doing hair. And I didn't want to do hair. But it all started from a lie I told my grandmother. And it just so happened the lie transformed into profit and prosperity for me.
Okay.
So I want to say thank you, Grandma, for just tossing that out to me.
So, Brother Muhammad, on that particular piece, making it in the particular area or doing something, do you pick something that you don't like even though it's profitable, or do you stick with your passion and, you know, kind of make them connect so that you can connect with the profit?
Well, I mean, I think there is never just one set answer. You have to, the individual, you do have to look at what your passion is and then look at where that passion can be produced in the marketplace for profit. And so if you see that there's an opportunity for you, because everyone has, it's really two different goals we're talking about. Some people want to do what their passion is and they don't care if they get paid or not. You know, they maybe just make enough just to feed themselves and pay the rent, and they're happy, and they could be in total happiness. There are other people who are trying to make money because they have some bigger goals in mind, and so what they do is to find a way to make some profit so they can do these other things they have in their heart to do, whether it's give to a charity, whether it's to do some traveling, whatever it is. So your goal has to be clear on what you want your end result to be. And then once you're clear on that, if you want to have the combination of both, your passion and making profit, then just take what you have that you love to do naturally and look at the marketplace. And I'm pretty sure that you can find some way to find an avenue in the marketplace. And but you're clear, you're absolutely right. You have to know your audience and know what people are spending their money on.
Okay.
Because if you want to sit out here and produce a old style type suit that with the flap out and it's made of polyester, I don't care how passionate you are about it, maybe you want to put some crochet in there and you think that men are going to buy it, no, you're absolutely wrong. And you're going to waste a lot of your time.
Not but crochet.
Little crochet on the shoulder,
no,
you know,
no.
Lapel. So, but you do have to look at the marketplace, and then things will come to you if you just sit there and you're patient and you observe. And when we look at what's happening right now, I think that there is some doom and gloom, but it's not as much as people say it is. Because I was over at Nordstrom Rack in Orland Park when they opened their new Nordstrom Rack last month, or maybe a month and a half ago. There was 600 people lined up outside the door before it opened.
Exactly.
And the line was so long with people purchasing that the line went in the store, throughout the store, then out the door. I'm talking literally people that had not purchased their product, had their shopping cart, waiting in line outside of Nordstrom Rack to get in again to pay to get this stuff.
So
people are spending money.
Right.
People still spending money.
People are still spending money. Jokes and Notes was on TV last night. The comedy is there's no problem there. People are still going out to comedy shows, and people are going out more right now in the so-called recession. So there's opportunities out there. You just have to be looking for them.
Gerald, you had a comment?
Well, actually, I agree with Mr. Muhammad as well. And I just want to say that a lot of times people see your greatness and you don't see it yourself. Okay. And what I mean by that is, say for instance, you look at the Sears Tower from here. In our mind, we know the Sears Tower is a great building. It's tall, it's massive. But when we get closer to it, we fail to see the big building. We just see what's in front of us. And a lot of times, that's what's going on with us right now. We can't see ourselves because, you know, unless we go to a mirror and look at ourselves. Mm-hmm. But other people see the greatness in us, and that goes back to the passion. See, we have a passion inside of ourselves that a lot of people see, and we see it ourselves inside of us, but the only way we can release it is if we stay focused, we be patient, like Mr. Muhammad said, like Shanika said earlier. You have to have faith. You have to believe in your dreams, and you have to trust.
Okay. Now, that's a perfect seg, because we're going to take a break on that note, and once we return, we're going to talk about the inspiration that's necessary to carry your business through. We touched on it earlier, but we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about some of the other businesses or agencies that are available to assist you to get to the next level in your business. The SBA and some of the other businesses or organizations that are available to assist you. You're in tune to Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Knight. We're going to take a pause for the calls, and we will be right back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds with more Focus Talk on Chicagoland's number one college radio station, KKC.
Hey, baby, this is Bonnie DeShong, and when I'm looking for the most interesting conversation about politics, education, personal development, and what's hot in Chicago, every Saturday at 9 a.m., I tune into Focus Talk with my good friend Dennis Snipe on Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC.
Why do it by yourself when you can get help? Create connections, network, call on a mentor, friend, or coach for support, guidance, and feedback. You can accomplish more together than you can on your own. Hi, I'm Certified Professional Coach Cassandra Griffin, and this is your New Realities Moment. For more information on creating new realities in your life, call 708-331-9725. That's 708-331-9725. Or visit www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
In a recent dining article in the Sun-Times, Pat Bruno, a local freelance writer, critic, and author, said that the Paracage restaurant at 7059 South Lakeshore Drive in the South Shore Cultural Center deserves your attention, not only for the food, but also for the atmosphere and setting. The Paracage restaurant has brought fine dining to the South Side. Executive chef Brian Jupiter serves very good food in a plush atmosphere and a grand setting at prices that are about half of what you would pay at Hotsy Totsy Northside restaurants. Chef Brian Jupiter and his students from City Colleges of Chicago's Washburn Culinary Institute preside over a restaurant that is drop-dead gorgeous. The next time you want to enjoy an exquisite meal served with an attitude of sheer elegance, we invite you to the Paracage Restaurant, 7059 South Lakeshore Drive in the South Shore Cultural Center. For reservations, call 773-602-5333. The Paracage Restaurant is open for dinner on Wednesdays through Saturdays. The Paracage Restaurant is an extension of the City Colleges of Chicago Washburn Culinary Institute.
This is Deputy Governor Luanna Peters. Of all the things you do for your family, this might be the most important. Screenings for breast and cervical cancer have saved thousands of women's lives, women who didn't even know they were at risk. Illinois now offers free screenings and low-cost treatment for every uninsured woman over 35. Every mother, wife, sister, and daughter, regardless of income. It costs you nothing and could save you everything. If you're over 35, live in Illinois, and currently don't have health insurance, please call 1-888-522-1282 or log on to cancerscreening.illinois.gov. That's 1-888-522-1282 or cancerscreening.illinois.gov. Thank you.
A public service message from all of us here
at 89.3 WKKC.
Have you always had an interest in the media communications industry? Want to acquire the skills to be a disc jockey?
Hey, it's 90 Devo the Freak in Puerto Rican on 92.3.
How about a TV news announcer?
Hi, this is Kathy Brock from Chicago's number one news station, WLS-TV.
Sportscaster.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Giangreco from ABC7.
A radio engineer.
Hi, this is James Kelly, assistant engineer for Power 92.
A media salesperson.
Hi, I'm Lee Montgomery, accounts manager for Power 92.
Radio program director or music director.
Hi, I'm Derek Brown, program director of V103.
How about a production director?
This is Scott Smoke and Sills, an original member of the Hot Mix 5. And you also may know me from V103 and WGCI, where I'm the director of production and imaging.
The new Kennedy King College at 63rd and Halsted offers training in these and other media communications courses. In just 2 short years, you can earn an Associate in Applied Science degree in media communications that will set you up for good-paying jobs and a career in the radio and TV communications industry. Call Kiana Battle at 773-602-5555. 773-602-5555. Registration is going on right now. Your future success starts at the new Kennedy King College.
My name is Khalif. You are listening to Focus Talk with Digit Knight of Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. Did everybody hear me?
Uh-huh. Everybody can hear you.
It's God-given. It's God-given.
Multiply the love cause division. Dennis Snipe on the mic to enforce the vision. Economical living or political decision. Arts and street and even religion. More information than you getting on your television. Just take a listen, just take a listen. Education's pivotal and plentiful. Something to enhance the brain mineral. In between the 9 and 10 a.m. interval. Focus a fold, let go or take hold. No slowing down on this open road. Put the pedal to the metal and go, 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 go. He's showing us the ropes, giving community hope when we don't know where to go. Focus all around these streets, and if you agree to disagree, step to the MIC and speak your peace. Don't it speak your peace? Cause if each one teach one, we all are reached. We can resolve the beef. Focus talk, food for thought, we all gon' eat. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Hey, hey, hey. WKKC with your host Dennis Snipe. Focus Talk. Hey.
.931 in the city of Chicago. We are right back in focus with you. Hey, I've got some information. The elevator to success is broken. That means that you have got to take the stairs. Yeah, sorry about that. So whatever thought, idea, concept, or dream you have in mind, take it out, put it on paper, and execute. With that in mind, classes are available here at Kennedy King College, as well as all of the 7 city colleges of Chicago. Success begins here. Give us a call for more information about our schedule of classes at 773-602-5000. That's 773-602-5000. Now, if you want to know what we're doing on a regular basis, log in at www.dennissnipe.com. That'll kind of let you know who we are, Unisance Media, Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe, as well as Jackrabbit's Pastries and Fine Baked Goods. You want to know what that's all about? www.dennissnipe.com. Well, we're right back in focus with small businesses starting and or surviving the recession. You have a question or a comment, 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. Now, my illustrious panel today, Mr. Tore Muhammad from Bean Soup Times, Mr. Gerald Lamar. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Gerald Lamar as well. Uh-oh, I think we lost Shanika. Yeah, I think we did. But nonetheless, Shanika, if you're listening, give us a call back. We kind of lost you there in the process. But we were talking about surviving the economic downturn as it relates to businesses. And right before the break, I wanted to ask, gentlemen, the whole piece about maintaining the difficult times with your own sense of inspiration, you know, how necessary is that to keep going in something that's so diametrically different? Because when you talk about business, the bottom line to business is making money. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line to spirituality is a higher sense of understanding or a concept that sometimes doesn't quite gel with what we're doing here every day. So how do you maintain, Brother Muhammad?
Well, it's a constant daily struggle. It's a what we call the struggle for balance.
Okay.
Because you have to, there is the connection between spirituality and everyday living. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more that we understand that those two things are incongruent with each other, that you don't, you know, get up and pray in the morning and then not think about what your faith guides you to do during the day. You use it as your inspiration and as your motivation. And so when you look at what's happening in the world today, there is, whether you're self-employed or you're working for somebody else, mm-hmm. there is a lot of instability. There is a lot of uncertainty. But we know that the only thing that is constant is the Creator. So if we focus on that and know that if we get up and work, this universe is like a giant mammary gland. And if we can just make sure that we go to it and suck from it, we'll get what God has provided for us in this universe. Okay. But you can't sit there and just cry like a baby that can't get to the mother. You know, if there's no connection, then you're lost. So our connection is that prayer and that constant inspiration that keeps you moving and motivated. A lot of times when people don't think that you could.
Shanika, you're back with us?
I'm back. Okay, I'm back.
You took a lunch break. Yeah. Hey, I understand. I understand. Now, did you hear the question? We were talking about maintaining, you know, your business, doing what it is that you need to do, as well as having the spiritual balance, you know, kind of shuffled in there, and the way that you do it, where everything is congruent. You know, is that possible? Because we have some people that believe it but don't practice it, and then some people that practice it but don't believe it. What's your suggestion?
Well, sometimes we just forget that we are spiritual beings. Let's just start there. Mm-hmm. We are spiritual beings, and people forget about that. And whatever energy you put out there, that's what you're going to get back. So you have to be diligent. You have to do your due diligence, and you also have to be a spiritual being. And say, okay, I am going to, you know, Brother Muhammad has said, you know, you're going to wake up, and you're going to you know, have that prayer, you know, you're going to have that connection with the earth and, with your spirit. And then after that, okay, now you're going to move forward, and you're going to move forward in that direction. And if you do that, the energy that's going to come back and the people that's going to come back to you and the different opportunities is going to actually reflect that. And people just don't realize that. And I see that every day in my own business. Oh my goodness, you know, I love your spirit. And being a massage therapist, you have to be grounded, you have to be balanced, because it's such a spiritual connection, you know, when you're going out there and doing the massages and people letting you, allowing you into their home and to their businesses, to be around their coworkers and or their loved ones. And you have to be spiritual grounded, and people don't realize that, so you most definitely do.
Gerald?
Well, a lot of times, people, I would say, we take the gifts that we receive from God for granted. Yeah. You know, a lot of times, we forget. And I think if we tie the spirituality with, you know, like our ideas or visions or whatever we may have, you know, if we tie those things together, you know, nothing but success can come from it. You know, you just got to be consistent. Like Shanika said earlier, and like Mr. Muhammad was saying, we have to be diligent. We have to be consistent. We have to be persistent. We have to look at things from different angles. We have to understand that in these days of times, I mean, it's tough. Tough economical times, people losing their jobs, people losing their homes. You have to be creative.
You have to have some sort of base.
Right. And I believe you have to have some type of base, like you said.
Now, just to shift gears just a tad bit, and when you started out, when each one of you started out and you had an idea, you had a thought, and the assistants, was it necessary to reach out for other organizations, other agencies that may have assisted you to get to where you are now? as far as moving forward, maybe even with ideas about a business plan or with financing or some of the other organizations that you might want to share with us today?
Well, for me, it was hard. A lot of times when you share your ideas with some people, you know, you got to watch the people who is in your circle.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you share your ideas with some people, everybody don't have hopes for you to succeed. So for me, it was kind of hard because a lot of the people around me were smiling, but they, you know, they didn't have no good hopes for me. Mm. And although they said, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Instead, they wanted to, you know, oh, yeah, okay, I don't think this is going to work, that type of thing.
So in getting other information, let's say the Office of the Treasurer. The Office of the Treasurer is another resource. They're having a 2009 Free Small Business Expo July the 17th at the UIC Forum. Now, you can register if you'd like to get more information. Register at sbc@cityofchicago.org, or you can call 312-744-EXPO. That's 312-744-EXPO. Now, Brother Muhammad, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say there is, I sent out an email about an organization that is having an event today over at Tule Park where they're bringing together SBA, people from the city, people from, I believe, IRS, and they're going to show people what they need to start a business. And then the city is going to be there also to show people what they can do to get certified to do business with the city. Mm-hmm. So things like that, you definitely always have to be on the lookout for. You do have colleges and universities that provide some kind of mentorship or some type of, you know, workshopping program. And then you have your chambers of commerce. And you should, you know, definitely try to get involved and get in contact with as many as possible, because you'll find people who are like-minded like you. I definitely understand what Brother Gerald is saying, because you can have, if people around you don't have the same vision and mission, mm-hmm. then, you know, they mean well, but they just don't see what you see. So if I'm trying to be a businessman, then my cousin or my auntie and my grandfather, if they're not business people, then they don't necessarily, I can listen to their advice, but I want to be around folks who are doing what I'm doing and going through the same struggles, because I want to be like them, and I want to get the kind of success that they have. So sometimes those family members and friends is your first test.
Okay.
You see, they mean well, but they don't see what you see. And they're your first test to see if you have the resolve to meet and overcome the immediate obstacles that you have that will be right there in your own circles, that people are telling you, oh, you can't do it. Oh, no, that's impossible. But what about Yahoo? Who knew even what Yahoo was? Why did they get that name? And so, you know, you have businesses that don't seem as though they were going to be successful, but ended up being the most successful in recent times because they had a vision and they met and overcome all the obstacles that were provided in front of them.
Now, is it possible to get my business off the ground? Let's say that I have the idea. Do I have to go through every step from stem to stern, or as my father says, can I piecemeal it, as far as, you know, starting one piece here, maybe
piecemeal mine.
I think everybody pieced it up together.
I'm still putting the pieces together.
Right, I'm still putting the pieces.
So like do I necessarily have to have my business plan from day one, from square one? Or my articles of incorporation, or, you know, where do I start as far as that's concerned? And how do I get to the next level without being in quote unquote violation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you should have an idea first, an idea of what you want to do. And basically, you know, just try to format how you're going to accomplish, you know, transforming that idea into a reality.
Okay.
That's right. And I think you do want to look at the legal issues as soon as possible and start, you know, putting those in place and doing what you need. And as far as a business plan, it depends upon the intensity of it depends upon what you really are trying to do.
Okay.
There are some business plans that are one page long and are very successful because it has a clear goal. clear objectives, and it has a clear understanding of who your audience is and how you're going to provide that service. There are sometimes where folks will have a business plan that's 20 pages long. Well, you know, how long did it take you to do that? And if that was you were waiting on, you know, it took you 5 years to put together the plan, you may be waiting too long. You may just need to just go ahead and get out there and start learning and put it together as you go along, because your business plan is just your it's your guide, but you don't want to be so bent on sticking to it that you miss other opportunities. So you want it to be flexible. You want to look at it every 6 months to a year and reassess if you need to, and then you make those adjustments and keep going.
Brother Muhammad, you brought up a good point, and you said, well, you know, I put together a really long business plan, and I've waited 5 years to implement it, and now that particular market that I had identified, it's died.
Right.
So my question to everyone now is, how long do I pursue a certain area, a certain industry, before I decide, you know what, this is not working. I need to shift gears and do something else. And I've come to realize that many successful business people were not successful with one endeavor. They mm-hmm. started somewhere and then shift gears and went somewhere else, or they have multiple streams of income. So how long do I stick with something, you know, before I say, well, you know what, I need to either change my focus and go somewhere else, or I can do instead of either or, both and.
Yeah, that goes back to knowing your audience.
Your market.
Yeah, that goes back to knowing your market your audience, basically. You know, you got to know who you targeting in order to, you know, be successful. You just can't say, oh, okay, I'm going to sell cookies that got a whole bunch of sugar in it to diabetics. You can't do that. You know, you're going to kill them.
Literally kill your market.
Right, you're going to kill your market.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you got a point there.
So, okay. You know, and I think you also, you know, you have to look at, I don't want to say gamble, but you do have to look at what the possibilities of the future and where they lie. When you look at Bill Gates with Microsoft, you know, he took a gamble in believing that you could get a home computer in everybody's house.
Okay.
You know, there was nothing necessarily in the market that was proved that was going to happen absolutely and that it would take off the way it did. But there was some belief he had in his vision.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a strange thing, because you want to be tied and understand what your vision is, but you can't be so hell bent that you overlook the obvious.
So it has to be somewhat of a long shot. And then you kind of bring all of the extremities together to take it to where you want it to be.
Right. That's right. But okay. I think, you know, but it's hard to just each individual has to look at what their goals are and what they're trying to do and what that market is to make those determinations. You know, this business is a transition game. It's like, you know, playing basketball. Yeah, you can write some plays up. But then when you get out there and you're running up and down that court, you have to just be able to, you know, deal with the circumstances as they come and be able to be nimble enough to move. One of the great things I think about small businesses right now is that we are small enough to be able to maneuver. When you look at what's happening in major media, mm-hmm. they're having problems, and they're like that Titanic ship that they see the iceberg, but can they maneuver quick enough to avert the impending doom? Some of them are not going to be able to do that, but we are smaller than we're that speedboat. So we can flip around, we can change courses, and I think that's what we have to be clear on, that we don't just follow the Titanic, mm-hmm. because we know we can't see the iceberg behind the Titanic. So don't follow that major business all the time, because they may be going in the wrong direction.
Right. 947 in the city of Chicago, you are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, Daring to Make a Difference in Our Communities, entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe. And for the past about 45 minutes or so, we've been talking to three incredibly talented business people in various areas, in the area of cosmetology, media and promotions, healthcare. Yeah, I guess we could say that. Can we say that, Shanika, the healthcare
or
therapy? Yeah, that's a pretty good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'm speaking something into existence. Ha ha!
No, it is an existence.
Oh, sounds good. You know what? Needless to say, we're running short on time for this particular segment. And before we end, let's go around the table and see if we can get just some specifics as to who you are, what you do. Give yourself some information to or give our audience some information about you, how we can get in contact with you. Shanika, let's start with you.
Okay. Well, again, I'm Shanika Nico and the owner, sole proprietor of Onco Spa Therapy International. And if you'd like to reach me for further events, whether it's for yourself or coming out, you can reach me at 708-785-9826. In regards to on the web, you can reach me at www.myspace.com/OncoSpaTherapy. And as well as you like to just email and contact like that, you can as well as oncotherapy@yahoo.com.
So now spell that for us, Onco.
It's ANNKOTHERAPY@yahoo.com. So okay. It's ANNKO therapy. Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. Gerald?
Hello, how you doing? My name is Gerald Lamar. I'm a business owner and author of, I just wrote a book, by the way. It's called I'm Rich in Ideas and Poor in Finances Why. It's available www.geraldlamar.com. It's GeraldLamar.com. My number is 773-977-3987. I do hair. I'm located in the West Loop. If you want to come down there, I work at Maine Abstracts.
Okay. And you have an entire line of healthcare, not healthcare, but hair care products.
Yes. I formulated my own hair care products. It's called Glamar Exclusive Hair Care Product Line. And it's been a blessing so far.
Now, can you give us a 30-second or less synopsis about your book?
Yes. My book is basically, I would say, this is a new coffee table book. It's an opportunity for individuals who are seeking financial freedom and spiritual growth to experience a whole new outlook on true wealth and prosperity from a deck of cards. And in this book, it will give you 13 powerful but simple steps that will transform your life. Basically, if you have an idea and you want to transform those ideas into prosperity, this book will, and it will give you like phenomenal results. I have a lot of people that got the book and gave me a lot of feedback on it, and I'm very proud of it. This project is a new groundbreaking project for me, but so far since its release date, in November, I've sold 80,000 copies without major advertisement or major distributors.
Wow. Now, you have a release party coming up real soon, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The date of it?
Is in November.
We're going to,
and we're trying to form something else to it. We're trying to do maybe like a walkathon or something like that. And I want to, you know, donate some money to a charity. So if any charities out there that's looking for a donation or something like that,
I'm sure we got quite a few of those.
Right. Give me a call at 773-977-3987, or you can email me at GeraldLamar@AOL.com, or you can reach me at GeraldLamar.com.
Brother Muhammad?
Yes, sir. I am the publisher and owner of Bean Soup Times, and we really are a marketing, PR, and entertainment media company, and we create opportunities for people to share their message about their product, their service, or their cause. And you can find us at BeanSoupTimes.com, BeanSoupTimes.com, or give me a call, 773-260-1964.
All right. I want to thank everyone for coming out, sharing with us, as well as leaving some pearls of wisdom with us so that we can go to the next level. Shanika, Gerald, Brother Muhammad, you all know that the door here at Focus Talk is always open. You don't have to knock. Just come on through.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, can you all hang around just for about another 5 minutes and we'll take some pictures and stuff so I can let folks know that you guys were here?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
You're attuned to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 is WKKC. We have one segment left, and it is entitled Success and Satisfaction with Cassandra Griffin. Hey, Cassandra, how are you today?
Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
I am doing quite well. I cannot complain. You know what? I think I'm in the mood for idolizing myself today. What do you think?
Idolizing yourself can be a beautiful thing.
Now, I'm sure you're able to give us some more information on that because it can sound very grandiose and very egotistical and so on and so forth. But I know you being the wordsmith that you are, you're going to break it down for us.
Absolutely.
Go right ahead.
Thank you for that. Idolizing yourself. We are bombarded almost every day on television with shows about people becoming, trying to become the next idol in this area, the next idol in that.
Right.
From everything from singing and dancing to slicing and dicing, if you like those cooking shows.
Yeah.
And that got me to thinking that why don't we idolize ourselves? And like you said, not in a big-headed, egotistical way, but just finding our talent and embracing and showcasing our own talents in whatever endeavor that may be so that we can have greater success if that's what we want to pursue. Maybe we don't want to use those talents for success, but personal satisfaction through that. So I just want to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
And I'm going to actually borrow from some of those shows because a lot of things that the people on the shows are trying to do are things that we can adopt as well. For example, those people who go on those shows believe in themselves. They believe that they have talent. Some do. Some maybe not so much in the way that we would like for them to have their talents. But they go out there and they believe in themselves and they believe that what they have is worth sharing with the world. So the first thing would be believing yourself. The second thing is to prepare. If a person is really serious about becoming an idol, they prepare. They may practice. They may get professional help. So if you have a talent or skill or something, it behooves you to prepare and to use it and to sharpen that skill. The third thing that we all know happens on these shows is there's a panel of judges that give people feedback, not always in the most constructive way, but if you have a talent or a skill that you're trying to bring to the forefront and to showcase, get a panel, your own panel, of people who support you and who can provide constructive feedback, so that maybe you can get some direction on how to take your talent and skill to the next level. And lastly, do what all these people do who end up on these shows, go for it. Find a way to showcase, whether it's as small as showcasing your wonderful cooking talents for your immediate family or extended family, or trying to get on one of these shows. So whatever you have, a talent or a skill that you want to do, become your own best idol. And believe in yourself, prepare, get feedback, and go for it.
Cassandra, sounds like a plan as always. Now, for all those who would like to recap that information and talk to you about constructing their own plan for personal development and self-fulfillment, the number that they can dial?
Wow. 708.
So silly.
708-331-9725. I was enjoying that so much. 708-331-9725. Or go to the website, www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
Now, do you know how long I've been practicing that?
It was
We've
got to
work on our timing.
I was enthralled by it. I was like, wow.
You're so silly.
I was idolizing you in that moment. Okay.
Cassandra, in closing, I wish you success.
And satisfaction.
We'll talk again real soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's time to go. I've had a great time making room for Derek McNeil and Charles Young, The Consumer's Eye, up next. Hey, remember this. If you can't be the highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star, because it isn't by size that you win or that you fail. Be the best at whatever you are. This is Dennis Knight. Stay focused. We'll see you next week. KKC.
You've been listening to Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program daring to make a difference in our community. With your host, Dennis Snipe, on 89.3 WKKC, Chicago's number one college radio station.
Yo, it's your man, Tony Sko, from 107.5 WGCI.
Have you always had an interest?